Order. Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary, please take the roll.
Mr. President.
Oh, did I? Will the Senate please rise for, well, you better take the roll first. Is Senator Ray present?
I'm rising.
Holman's excused from the call of Senate today.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor Helene, Bethel Assembly of God.
Let's pray. Eternal God, this morning as we pause before you, we remember those of our country held hostage in Iran. We pray that you would minister to them, that you would encourage and lift their spirits and bring them safely home. I pray for our president, our governor, these in this room, that they, by your grace, would provide the kind of leadership that would keep our nation free and strong, a symbol of hope for the oppressed of this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Senator Ferguson. Will the Secretary please certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify us to the correctness of the Journal for the 93rd Legislative Day and Senate House Supplement Number 8.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 93rd Legislative Day and Senate House Supplement Number 8 be approved as certified.
Hear no objection. The Journal is certified. That brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Ziegler.
Yes, Mr. President, I have three visitors from Naugatuck Bay, which is a small logging community down in my part of the world. Senator Fahrenkamp and the lady whom I'll introduce in a minute taught school together in Fairbanks many years ago. I asked Betty how many years, and she said, just say many. the lady is Mrs. Gwen Broderick, and with her is her daughter Ruth, and in between the two ladies is a classmate of Ruth's, Sean Harbor.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I have a good friend and constituent from Fairbanks here, Ruth Ebernoff from ACE Contractors in Fairbanks. Mr. President, that's Alice. I have Ruth, the daughter, in mind.
Well, I often have that trouble myself.
Sorry, Sam.
Any messages from the governor?
Message from the governor of April 14. Removing the name of Ms. Jean O'Sullivan from the confirmation list due to an error in the expiration of the date of her predecessor. Messages of April 14 and 15. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bills and resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 122, an act providing for the payment of Alaska permanent fund income to state residents and providing for an effective date, Chapter 21. Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 394, an act relating to tax credits, exemptions, and refunds for individuals under the Alaska Net Income Tax Act and providing for an effective date, Chapter 22. House Joint Resolution Number 70, amended Senate, relating to operations at Bush Airports in Alaska, Legislative Resolve Number 10. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the other house?
Message of April 15. The House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering CSSB 394 amended and House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 394 amended, thus adopting Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 394, an act relating to tax credits, exemptions, and refunds for individuals under the Alaska Net Income Tax Act. The Senate passed this April 15th. It was enrolled, engrossed, and sent to the governor. Message of April 15. The House has adopted the report of the pre-conference committee considering CSSB 122 rules and House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 122 rules, amended House, thus adopting pre-conference committee substitute for Senate Bill number 122, an act providing for the payment of Alaska Permanent Fund income to state residents. The Senate passed this yesterday. It was engrossed and enrolled and sent to the governor. Message of April 15, the House has failed to recede from its amendment to Senate Bill number 447 amended, definition of municipal bonds under the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority Act, namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 447. The Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the above bills. Representative Duncan, Chairman, Representative Zaroff, Representative Ranson, appointed April 14 were Senate members, Senator Holman, Chairman, Senator Tillian, and Senator Sturgiewski. Message of April 15, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for House Bill number 205 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the prevention and control of oil pollution and providing for an effective date. Those are the messages from the House today.
Communications?
We have no communications.
Daughter, are there any reports of standing committees?
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution number 63, proposing an amendment to the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature, and the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Dankworth, Meeland, Ray, and Bennett. SCR 63 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 384, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senators Kelly and Sturgiewski signed do pass. Senator Stimson signed no recommendation. SB 384 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 546, increasing prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates, and recommends it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. There is a letter of intent from the chairman. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and Senator Dankworth signed do pass. Senators Ray, Meeland, and Bennett signed no recommendation. 546 has a further referral to finance. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 550 amended, transfer to certain municipalities of the responsibility of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for traffic control systems, and recommends do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Sturgiewski, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Stimson, Mulcahy, and Kelly. House Bill 550 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend they be placed in the April 16 calendar. SCR 60, 12th Annual Girl State at Sitka. Senate Concurrent Resolution number 61, 14th Annual Boy State at Camp Carroll. And Senate Bill 212, Regulation of Real Estate Brokers and Salesmen, signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Sumner, Ziegler, Holman, and Tillian. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 564 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing the portfolio of Alaska citizen enterprises and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
That is the only bill today.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 212, by Senator Bennett by request, an act relating to the regulation of real estate brokers and salesmen. The Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommended it be replaced with a committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, chairman, and Senator Sturgiluski signed do pass. Senators Kelly and Stimson signed no recommendation. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill in the last session and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute Jude with a new title and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, chairman, and Senator Bennett signed do pass. Senator Ray signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Meehan signed no recommendation. The Judiciary Committee again considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill 212, Second Judiciary, with a new title, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, chairman, and Senator Meehan signed do pass. Senators Ray and Danquist signed no recommendation.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I move the adoption of the most recent Judiciary Committee report. Perhaps this would be a good a time as any to explain the troubles that we've had with this bill. As you can see, it's got quite a history. It got as far as Rules Committee last year, and then the Judiciary Committee was advised that minor fraud of a type had been perpetrated upon us because we were given some false information. As a result, the Senate very kindly accommodated me to send it back to Judiciary. And we have put in a lot of time on this bill. All I can tell you is it's a highly technical bill, but it represents what the Real Estate Commission and what the Realtors want. This is their joint package, and they've agreed upon it. So I would now ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, the most recent Judiciary Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 212, Second Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee. An act relating to the regulation of real estate brokers and salesmen and to the Real Estate Surety Fund and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number one by Senator Ziegler. On page 9, line 20, delete 0888191B through E.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I move the adoption of the amendment. It's technical in nature. We apparently repeal more than we had intended to, and Jack Chenoweth at Legislative Affairs called that to our attention yesterday. It has to do with National Testing Services, as a brief explanation says, so I would ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Clutter.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for Senate Bill 212, amended, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 212, Second Judiciary, amended. An act relating to the regulation of real estate brokers and salesmen and to the Real Estate Surety Fund and providing for an effective date.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 212 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 212 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 212 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate concurrent resolution number 60 by all members of the Senate relating to the 12th annual girls state at Sitka. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Rohde. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SCR 60.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution 60 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Mr. President, you have voted.
Pardon me, sir. Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so Senate Concurrent Resolution 60 has passed the Senate.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 61 by all members of the Senate relating to the 14th Annual Boy State at Camp Carroll. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and recommends do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Rohde. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SCR 61.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution 61 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so Senate Concurrent Resolution 61 has passed the Senate. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. And under unfinished business, at this time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee on House Bill 75, composed of Senator Mulcahy, Dankworth, and Rohde.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, Senator.
I would move to ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow. I will attend the Judiciary Elected Board meetings and may not be back for the session.
Mr. President.
General, so reflect. Senator Ziegler.
I have a couple of questions I'd like to pose to Senator Coletta through the chair, if I might. First question is number one, are we going to be meeting this Saturday? And number two is, are we going to have a calendar?
Senator
Mr.
Coletta.
President, yes on both questions.
Then I won't ask to be excused.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Is there anything further under unfinished business? Senator Kelly.
I got excused on the 18th, and I will be gone on Saturday, but
switching tonight. General, so reflect. Special orders. Does any member have anything under special orders? Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the personal privilege of the floor.
Personal
yes.
privilege?
Yes.
You have the floor, sir, with no objection.
Mr. President, yesterday when approximately 10 senators emerged from several committee meetings, there were a number of very indignant members of this body as they journeyed onto the floor and discovered that Senator Sumner's staff had engaged all of the Senate pages in stuffing envelopes. There was a considerable amount of talk both in the hall and in the coffee shop, and it was brought to the attention of the Rules Committee Chairman. I discussed the matter very briefly with a senior member of this body who said in the 16 years of his service that nothing like this had ever occurred. This matter has been reported in the morning paper, so it will come to our attention whether we choose to deal with it or not, and I think it's appropriate for us to deal with it on the floor of the Senate, because certainly the appearance of propriety is as important as impropriety itself. There comes a number of questions, Mr. President, with regard to the mailing that was done on the floor. Of course, the first question is, was this a political mailing, a mass mailing to a district? And if so, is that state business? If it's not state business, how should this matter be handled? And should public typewriters, staff, et cetera, be used in conducting personal business? Mr. President, I raise this matter because it has already received public attention in Anchorage. I think it's important that the Senate, through the chair and through anybody that the chair might wish to appoint, deal with this question because it involves the very integrity of the Senate, Mr. President. I serve with a number of very honorable gentlemen, and I don't want to see any, and ladies, pardon me, Senator Sertulewski, I don't want to see anybody assume that this is normal conduct, because to the best of my knowledge, it has never been normal or acceptable conduct, and would request the chair to take under advisement some examination of some of the questions I've posed, or perhaps other questions that additional members may wish to bring before you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Sumner.
President, I'd like to have privilege of the floor, please.
Personal privilege of the floor?
No.
Hearing no objection, you have it, sir.
Okay. Mr. President, as you know, and every member of the Senate knows, we get $4,000 a year for expenses. Those expenses are to try to keep our constituents informed of what's going on down here. If that's political, that's what it did. We're spending their money, and the people in my district want to know how that money's spent. And the information that we were sending to not a district-wide mailer, but to some people in the district, was basically those items that was contained in the budget. And many people aren't able to make heads or tails out of budget documents sometime. And so what we did was to take and to send to them essentially a capsulized form of the items that are contained in the budget as it passed the Senate, and to indicate to them that the process still had to go to free conference committee, and that was what was contained in the letter. Now, I'm not sure what the allegation is. Is it that we're not supposed to communicate with our constituents? If it is, I apologize, I communicated. Is it that my staff isn't supposed to work to help communicate what I think is state business with the constituents? If it is, that's what I did. However, until sometime late yesterday afternoon, I did not know that others had volunteered to assist in putting out the mailer. I didn't know it. I didn't ask anyone else to help. But I think it's admirable on the part of those who said yes, they wanted to assist. So, and if there are at any time people who are displeased because some of us do something, there's a couple of obligations. One is they could come talk to me and say, hey, I think you did something wrong. That didn't happen. And assuming that there was no ulterior motive, it seemed to me like that might have been the proper approach. However, I'll be glad to share with you copies of the correspondence that went out. And I think that's what our $4,000 is supposed to help defray. And for some of us, we spend it that way. Thank you.
Is there anything further on the special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, I'm pleased to announce that the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 199, School Foundation Funding, is approaching finalization, and we will have a meeting at 11:30 in room, in the Senate Finance Room, 11:30 today. Thank you.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee is going to say goodbye to an old friend tomorrow, Senate Bill 511, which is the modifications and the amendments to the criminal code. 1:30, same place.
Senator Sumner.
Senate Resources will meet today. We'll be taking up committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 34, urging the governor to support the Nevada regarding the federal control of public land. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 341, scheduling of oil and gas lease sales. And House Bill 624, a royalty on natural resources of the state and the Royalty Oil and Gas Board. Senate Bill 432, Alaska Conservation Action Corps. Senate Bill 418, electric or telephone cooperatives.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee at 3 o'clock today. Senate Bill 213, an act relating to labor relations between school boards and other public employers and their employees. Senate Bill 269, having to do with nuclear waste materials. Senate Bill 371, 390, teachers' retirement. Senate Bill 561, professional licensing of dentistry and dental technicians.
Senator Rogge.
Mr. President, the Senate Banking Committee will meet at 1:30 today in the Belch Room.
Senator Sturgeon-Lewski.
Community and Regional Affairs will be a joint meeting of the House and Senate CRA in the Governor's Conference Room for a teleconference on the Capital Foundation Fund at 1:30 today.
Senator Mulcahy.
State Affairs at 3:30 in the Belch Room. We'll be taking up SJR 68. We'll be considering HB 729 amended and SB 556.
Senator Homan.
Mr. President, Free Conference Committee HB 60 meets Senate Finance at 1:30 this afternoon.
Senator Kelly.
Yes, President, the Free Conference Committee Election Reform will meet hopefully with the last meeting today at 3:30 in the House State Affairs Committee.
For any of the members who wish to attend, there will be a teleconference with Senator Stevens regarding his proposed amendments to the Alaska Lands Bill. The teleconference will take place in Speaker Gardner's office at 1 p.m. today. Are there any further announcements? Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, two general announcements. The Juneau Christian Women's Club invites all legislators and guests to a dinner at the Baranoff Hotel Friday, April the 18th at 7 p.m. The topic is highlighting Juneau's 100 years with Jack Quisenberry as the narrator. Notice will be posted on the bulletin board. Mr. President, it also gives me a great deal of pleasure to make an announcement that affects one of our members. Senator Frank Ferguson has been elected the new president of AFN, and I believe that appointment takes effect on the first day of June.
I'm sorry the good senator is not on the floor at this time, but I'm sure we're all pleased.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands and adjourns.